clinicians, researchers, patients, caregivers, and it is the premier foundation for people struggling with pulmonary fibrosis. What happens is you really lose the ability to breathe. And to see someone struggling with PF, as we call it, PF, frequently they have to go on oxygen. Sometimes they have to go on a lot of oxygen. It's very difficult to walk sometimes with people with PF. Also, my late husband was not a smoker. He was not around asbestos. All the toxic materials that you would think would cause this, they never found out what caused it. So that's also, mysterious and scary. They do think there is a genetic component because we have seen that people with pulmonary fibrosis frequently have had family members. So one of the things we're doing...
A billboard caught my eye. I tell you what I read on it would make you laugh and cry. The signs were torn and scattered from a storm the night before. I know you won't believe it, folks, but this is what I saw. Smoke Coca-Cola cigarettes, drink Wrigley's spearmint beer. Kennel ration dog food keeps your wife's complexion clear. Chew chocolate-covered mothballs, they always satisfy. Brush your teeth with Lifebuoy soap and watch the suds go by. When I recovered from my shock, I went up on my way. I hadn't gone but just a block when there, to my dismay, I saw another billboard just like the one before. I know you won't believe it, folks, but this is what I saw. Take your next vacation in a brand new Frigidaire and learn to play piano in your winter underwear. And Simonize your babies with Hershey's candy bars. Just see the difference that Drino makes in all the movie stars. Doctors prove that babies shouldn't smoke till they are three. And the people over 35 take baths in Lipton's tea. You can make this country a better place today. Find the boy that wrote this song and have him put away.
companies here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Curve City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find an easy-to-use SLB player, as well as links to those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden. You can also listen by phone at 631-359-8728. Today, we have original music from an 11th grader at Montour High School named Joseph DeVia. He'll be here at 10 o'clock to kick off our Youth Express Hour. Also in that hour, we have two writers, one a senior from Shadyside Academy and the other a senior from Pittsburgh Kappa. Actually, they are artists, and they are going to talk about award-winning works for a just and equitable Pittsburgh that are now on display at the August Wilson Cultural Center. And then, in our last hour, singer-songwriter Caitlin Fajardo is going to be with us. All that, plus puzzles and games in between. It's wonderful to have you throughout the morning for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. We'll get started with Allison Krauss at the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday Light Brigade with Allison Krauss, backed by Tony Fortato. And I Will. A great interpretation of the Beatles song. Welcome this morning to the Saturday Light Brigade. Good morning to Richard and Robinson Township. And good morning to Rick, who is in Mooresville, North Carolina. Susie in Alexandria just popped in to say hello, as did Russ and Sharon in King, North Carolina. Leslie is in Oakland. Good morning to you. Tommy in Virginia, and Jim in Blackridge. Already awake and with us today. I don't think I missed anybody. We have a pop quiz coming up in just a few moments.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Here's the puzzle that was featured in the newsletter this past Thursday. It's also our pop quiz for this morning. Goat and cat are examples of animals with names ending with the letter T. Can you think of five more? Answers can be of any length as long as they are an animal ending in the letter T. And there are a number of them. At first, it might seem a little difficult. But as you scratch your head, some more pop out. So once you come up with a list of five or more, we hope you'll share them with us. You can join us on the air. It's easy. You can also join us off air. That's fine, too. We simply hope you'll connect and be part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Once again, we are looking for five animals with names ending in T. Our two examples are cat and goat. And if you can come up with five more, I hope you'll share them with us. Talk or text at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Here's hoping we'll hear from you this morning.
Man getting greetings to all the animals. In the beginning, in the beginning, man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, a long time ago.
Saturday Light Brigade with Tim O'Brien. Man gave names to all of the animals, and you are too. We're looking for animals ending with the letter T, animals whose names end with the letter T. Hello to Mike and Mars checking in. Rich in Freeport has some animals, including piglet, muskrats, bobcat, gilt, and pullet. Richard on the north side has marmot, wombat, ocelot, gnat, civet, and parrot. I had to look up civet, which is a cute little nocturnal mammal. Tom in McCandless has rat, muskrat, bat, trout, mutt, halibut, bobcat, elephant, parrot, and wombat. All animals ending in T, Stu in McCandless. Listening with Sarah has wildcat, egret, civet, gnat, and this is one I do not know, G-E-N-E-T. Oh! Very nice, a small African carnivore with a cute little face. What a beautiful animal. Similar to a civet, in fact. The civet is bigger. They are somewhat similar looking. Here's Patrick in South Park with rat, bat, muskrat, bobcat, wombat, and parakeet. And more are coming in. If you're just tuning in, we're looking for animals whose names end in the letter T. More to share. Here is Gary in Franklin with Wildebeest. That is a great one. And elephant, parrot, newt, ferret, meerkat, and pheasants. Excellent, Gary. And here is Thomas with hornet, yellow jacket, cricket, jackrabbit, and owlet. I think those are all ones that are brand new to the list. Well done. And here is Russ in King, North Carolina with rat, bat, wombat, numbat, rabbit, elephant, trout, halibut, ocelot, egret, parrot, ferret, newt, and marmoset. I need to look up this numbat. That's not one. That immediately came to mind for me. Another, these cute little animals. They're Australian. And a marsupial with... Oh, Ricky, you would like these. They have a face kind of the shape of an opossum's face. And kangaroo-like legs, but appear to be the size of a cat. Here's Miles with marmot, civet, catamount, wombat, and bandicoot. Jim in Crafton Heights has meerkat, eft, newt, wombat, bandicoot, mutt, ocelot, jackrabbit, and civet. And I do not know what an eft wonder if that's a typo. Might be. I'm not seeing that anywhere. He also has Stoat. S-T-O-A-T. Now that is a very beautiful, gosh, what a gorgeous animal. Native to Eurasia, it says here, and North America, but extremely north in North America. Gosh, there are... I'm learning about new animals here today. Jim in Blackridge has bat, wombat, rat, muskrat, elephant, eaglet, and dart. Also, gnat, halibut, hornet, bandicoot, ferret, meerkat, newt, ocelot, parrot, marmoset, rabbit, whippet, wildebeest, and bobcat. And we've got a few more to share. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, has elephant, bat, rat, rodent, muskrat, and wombat. James has rat, bat, ferret, elephant, and parrot. Leslie at Oakland has bat, wombat, egret, elephant, and rabbit. Kathy and Taya Nesta came through with muskrat, elephant, wildebeest, pheasant, pat, bat, ferret, bobcat, ant. There's a new one. I'll add insect to that. And gnat. Tommy in Virginia kept his all as birds. Brant, chat, coot, godwit, grassquit, pheasant, parrot, parakeet, pipit, red start, guillemot, kinglet, knot, linnet, stilt, swift, willet, and yellow throat. And Ralph came up with ant, bat, newt, bobcat, and trout. Mark came up with ferret, marmot, bat, ocelot, and rat. Cheryl, good morning, has bat, rabbit, ferret, parakeet, elephant, wildebeest, ant, and rat. Sue has bat, rat, meerkat, bobcat, elephant, ferret, parrot, whippet, trout, and parakeet. And those are the animals that collectively we came up with for our pop quiz. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
An elephant boy and an elephant girl, growing up gray in an elephant world. Elephant child sure is cute, walking around in an elephant suit.
Munch a lunch, munch a lunch, munch, munch a lunch, lunch, munch a munch, munch a munch a lunch, lunch, lunch.
When the elephants munch, they're quite intense. They like the grasses and the grains and the leaves on the trees and the melons and the apples, and they're pulling up and knocking down the farmer's fence.
No, no,
don't go into the farmer's field.
No, no,
don't go into the farmer's field.
No, no,
don't go into the farmer's field. He catch you there, he shall keep out. An elephant's day is a swing and a sway, and I roll in the dust to keep the flies away. Elephant secrets they keep in a trunk, next to a whole bunch of elephant junk.
Packy-derm, 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 packy-packy-packy-derm, derm, derm.
The elephant
man's trunk is for self-defense, and for eating and for drinking and for washing and for scratching and for waving and for spanking and for pulling up and knocking down the farmer's fence.
No, no, don't go into the farmer's field.
No, no,
don't go into the farmer's field.
No, no,
don't go into the farmer's field.
He catch you there, he shall keep out.
In an elephant suit, elephant girl and an elephant boy are a papa and a mama elephant's joy.
Saturday Light Brigade, there you've got Tom Chapin in an elephant world. And good morning to Jesse, who is tuned in today. And Amy and Jesse, probably both awake at this point. They wanted to be sure we included a halibut. And there's also a fish called a turbo. I don't think anybody mentioned that. T-U-R-B-O-T. Animals all with names ending in the letter T. It's fun to do a puzzle like that because at first, I know when we're crafting these puzzles, at first we think, I wonder if that'll work. I wonder if there are enough of them. And then as we start to come up with more and more, we realize not only are there enough of them, but as you scratch your head, you suddenly have them sort of just coming out of nowhere as you listen and play along. So it's kind of fun to do. Thank you for playing along with this morning's pop quiz. Our history riddle is coming up in just a moment.
Communitopia joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Communitopia's 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit takes place on March 21st at Museum Lab, located on Pittsburgh's historic North Side. This youth-led summit features speakers, breakout sessions, games, and creates a space for environmentally conscious community building. More information on the 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit is available at communitopiapgh.org. That's communitopiapgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
Looking at animals ending in T, I see Jess checked in on Facebook at SLB Radio with ferret, elephant, bat, meerkat, ocelot, parrot, rabbit, and wombat. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. See if you can answer our history riddle. He was born February 28th, 1901, in the town of Portland, or as a chemist, he bonded with many greats, including Erwin Schrödinger and Niels Bohr. Later in life, he investigated sickle cell anemia, the chemistry of the brain, and even the common cold. He earned Nobel Prizes in 1954 and 1962 and died when he was 93 years old. Do you know who it is we're looking for?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
It's a pleasure to know you.
Pleasure to know you.
A pleasure to see you smile. A comfort to know.
Comfort to know.
We'll share the road a while. Pleasure is fleeting.
Pleasure is fleeting.
And comforts are far between. It's a pleasure. The comforts you bring. I came to your city after I left my home, and I was a stranger, dressed up in stranger's clothes, favors I needed, but charity. It's a pleasure to know you.
Pleasure to know you.
A pleasure to see you smile. A comfort to know.
Comfort to know.
We'll share the road a while. Pleasure is fleeting.
Pleasure is fleeting.
And comforts are far between. It's a pleasure. Comforts you bring.
Well, they say life's a journey, a highway from birth to death, mapped in despair and traveled in hopelessness. They may believe it, but just between you, trick to the traveler is all in the company, and it's a pleasure to know you.
A pleasure to know you.
A pleasure to see you smile.
A comfort to know.
Comfort to know.
We'll share the road.
Saturday Light Brigade with Sally Rogers and Howie Burson. And it's a pleasure to know you. Our lines are open at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-7-527-2344. He was born February 28th, 1901, in the town of Portland, or as a chemist, he bonded with many greats, including Erwin Schrödinger and Niels Bohr. Later in life, he investigated sickle cell anemia, the chemistry of the brain, and even the common cold. He earned Nobel Prizes in 1954 and 1962, and he died when he was 93 years old. Still time to share your guess with us. 1-888-7-527-234 or 412-200-5975. John in economy got a correct answer. Oh, look at you. John writes that they just spent their first night in their new campground cabin in Northwest Beaver County. And that the cell signal is good enough to be able to listen to SLB. I'm happy to hear it. Hope you're warm, and it should be a glorious morning to wake up out in the countryside. And good morning to Russ, who came up with the correct answer. As did Tom and McCandless. And Linda, half of the dynamic duo, and Collier. Tommy and Virginia also came up with it. We'll give you another moment or two. 412-200-5975. Also, Jess came up with it. If you want to take a guess, nonetheless, we're going to start to go to the correct answers now. And I think Richard is going to join us first. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Larry.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. It was a great week, and it's nice to be here. Yesterday, we had 40 sixth grade string players in the Youth Media Center, violinists, some violas, cellos, bassists, and we recorded a segment that will probably air in June. And to watch 60 string players getting through Mozart and a few other, I shouldn't say getting through, playing Mozart. It was really wonderful. Yeah. These kids are of all different abilities, public school students, and it was really fun to listen to them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah, I know who the answer is for this riddle.
Well, it's time to share it. Who is it, do you think?
It's Linus Pauling.
Indeed.
Happy birthday, Linus.
Yes, Linus, February 28th, 1901. And it's funny, I think of Schrödinger and Niels Bohr as being ancient, historic figures. I think of Linus Pauling as being relatively recent, and to think that all three of them worked together is incredible. But Linus Carl Pauling really did a lot of great things. One of the few people to win two Nobel Prizes in two distinctly different areas, one for chemistry and one is the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
So, a charge to you. Well done. I hope it's a good day for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, it will be. Yep, it's a nice, easy day here at work, and then I'll see what else I can get into later today.
Sounds good. Well, enjoy your day, and thank you for checking in with us. Susie is here. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Ricky told me that you're... it's a happy day that you sound like you're in for a good day. I hope that's true.
I will put a plug out for this is the first International Analog Day.
Oh, I like the sound of that already.
A friend of mine who is a craftivist invented this holiday. It's going to be the last Saturday of every February from here on out. And it's 1 to 24 hours of no phones, no computers, nothing digital, just doing something analog.
Can we wait until noon Eastern to start our hour?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. I mean, it's 1 to 24 hours.
Okay.
So I was gonna do something, but then I was like, you know, I'm not working right now. So like, what's the visual of me like planning like a big thing? So I was going to save it till next month, but next month is No Kings, and I'm like, I'm not competing with that. I'm not moving it past that. So I'm going out with a friend. We're going to go sit by a lake and have lunch, and that is very analog.
What a great idea. I like that, and this is the first I've come to know about this, National Analog Day.
International.
Or international. That's even better. You know, I know a lot of teens that are going away from smartphones and more into the old style flip phones, or not even using phones anymore, and trying to show more mindfulness and sort of be with each other in real life rather than electronically. And it's nice to see. And I think our guests who answer would have appreciated this because he thought a lot about brain chemistry and the human condition. Who is it that we're looking for today?
Well, Linus Pauling, the way that I knew who it was because of his vitamin C obsession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really believed, and not to say it's not true, but he had some people who didn't agree with him, but that vitamin C was the key to making sure you didn't get a cold. He had a degree in chemical engineering and then went on to study chemistry and just an incredible scholar. I remember he came to Pittsburgh to speak, I want to say in the late 70s, early 80s. I did not see him, but I was in college when he was here, and a lot of my peers went to see him and were just mesmerized by his speech.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Well, I hope it's a good lakefront celebration.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And you inspired the song that's about to come next. So thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Susie. And congratulations if you came up with Linus Pauling. Today's History Riddle answer.
I'm an analog kind of guy. You can call me Analog Joe. Just keep it analog, buddy. That's the way I roll. Need no algorithm. I'll take my rhythm with me where I go. You see, I got a watch in my pocket, and all it does is tell the time. Got a little clock face, Buster, that suits me fine. I don't need to put my glasses on just to see that it's 9:30. Don't need no digital reminder to tell me when to take my pill. I don't need no app to figure the tip on my waiter's bill. I don't take no telephone movies cause I ain't no Cecil B. DeMille. Analog, analog, call me Analog Joe. Analog, analog, Buster, that's the way I roll. Don't need no algorithm, I take my rhythm with me where I go. Shoes, analog guitar to sing my analog blues. Just give me 20 digits. I call them fingers and toes. Fingers play the music, keep the toes tapping as I go. Yeah, I go. One thing I want you to hear. Don't send me no digital flowers and spare me the virtual tears. Just show up at my wake and drink my good old analog beer. Analog, analog, call me Analog Joe. Analog, analog, Buster, that's the way I roll. Just keep your algorithms, I take my rhythm with me when I go. Yeah, I go.
That's Joel Mavis at the Saturday Light Brigade and his tune Analog Joe. And there's one more I would like to try to play for you. And bear with me because it's along the same theme. And there it is. It took me a minute to find it. This is Arlen Bennett.
I'm an analog man in a digital world. Got a YouTube boy and a Snapchat girl. Making Google eyes at online friends. Hypnotized by the latest trends. For all the hours on the phone, they don't call grandma. They don't call home. Where you can send your love coast to coast. Give a thumbs up on the Facebook post. Cut and paste a viral thread. Be the happy face with a Lego head. But who knows what you really feel? And who knows if you're really real? Analog man. Digital world. Where the latest droids, all the rage, and the humanoids have left the stage. Some bound for a better price, and some left to their own device. But if you want the app for free, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Just scroll past the legalese and click on yes, that you agree, and you agree. So one by one we fund the crowd, and gig by gig we fill the cloud with who you are, the way you were. Opposing thumbs become a blur. One fine day the clouds are gone. You can't log in, but the game goes on. Where it's you against the cyber elite in a virtual war taken to the streets. You want to laugh, but you have to cry at the laser dot between your eyes. Desperate for the men in blue, rest assured, they're looking for you. Analog man, digital world, where the latest droids, all the rage, and the humanoids have left the stage. Some bound for a better price, and some left to their own device. But if you want the app for free, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Just scroll past the legalese and click on yes, that you agree. And you agree. Well, you can almost guess what happens next won't be an email or a text, but an update straight to the brain where the user ID becomes your name. Suddenly, you can't recall the good old days when you had it all. Analog man, digital world. Well, there arose a race of bots and drones, devoid of all flesh and bones, deleted from the halls of time. I was never yours, you were never mine, gone forever to a thoughtless trance. Should have clicked on no when you had the chance. Analog man,
the Saturday Light Brigade with Arlen Bennett. I'm glad I was able to find that Analog Man, relatively new song from Arlen. Congratulations again if you came up with Linus Pauling, today's history riddle. Another chance to earn a charge in about 5 minutes, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSHA, FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, with links to our own player right there, as well as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone number at 631-359-8728.